Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Robert McNutt. And today we are looking into a question posed by a 68-year-old gentleman who has had shoulder pain and some limitation of movement and was found on an MRI to have a mild tear in his supraspinatus muscle in the rotator cuff of his shoulder. Now, the shoulder is a complex joint. It's a ball and socket type of joint. It moves freely. There's a bone from the scapula and part of the clavicle and four muscles and tendons that surround this area to give that shoulder all that functional ability. He could lift his arm to shake my hand. He could lift his arm up to put his hat on, but he was aggravated by the pain, went to the physician, and after the MRI, it was suggested that he have an arthroscopic surgery, looking at acromioplasty and possible repair of his rotator cuff injury. Now, this is a little complex because the outcome measure, how do you know when you go through surgery that you're better than if you don't go surgery, is a very difficult task. And I think it's best to start to go right to the table, if you would. I'm going to kind of explain what happened with the clinical trials I showed him. In the table, as always, there's clinical outcomes, and you can see in that column there's a score, improved or not, and complications. The surgery column is a complex column because it actually consists of surgery of only an acromioplasty, which I'll explain in a minute, and also a group of people who got both the acromioplasty and a surgical repair. I've combined them together because they have almost identical outcomes. The comparator to the surgery is physical therapy. Physical therapy was actually prescribed or proscribed in all of the patients in this clinical trial. It is a randomized clinical trial of about 180 men and women who had surgery on their shoulder for a non-traumatic rotator cuff tear. Now, notice the score. The score is a 100-point scale. There are points given for pain, daily living activities, range of motion, and the power of the shoulder. There's a total of 100 points in those four kind of domains, and the higher the score, the worse it is. And the outcome of this study was, okay, do I get after surgery or physical therapy, whose score drops the most? Because a dropping score means you're getting better. And as you notice, both for surgery and physical therapy, they almost have the identical drop in scores for that combined measurement of all four of those domains. So from that perspective, it looks like there's absolutely no difference between surgery or any of the types of surgeries and the physical therapy. There was a global measure of improvement, just called improved. And notice that about 70% of the people improved surgery or physical therapy. Now, surgery, of course, has a lot more complications than physical therapy. About 25% of the people have pretty significant complications from surgery. The biggest one is a re-tear. So you fix the tear in the rotator cuff, but it re-tears. And in the studies I found, unfortunately, the range of getting better is anywhere from 5 to 90%. So it's very hard to tell about the re-tear rate, but the overall re-tear rate is considered to be somewhere around 20% or about 1 in 5 people. There can be nerve damage in about 1% of people that is very disconcerting to patients. There can be infections about 1% of people. That's obviously a bad complication. And unfortunately, about 5% of people after the surgery actually felt that they were worse. Now, physical therapy, it was very hard to figure out the complication rate, but what I decided to do was say that if you went under a physical therapy program in the trial, and how many people would ultimately end up with surgery? And over a 12-week period, about 15% of people went to surgery after they entered the physical therapy. Now, that wasn't seen in this particular study, but I got another study of a group of patients of around 450 to 500 patients, followed for almost 2 years of time, and over about a period of 3 months, 15% of the people did not get well enough on physical therapy, still getting surgery. Realize, however, that means that 85% of them did not get into surgery. Now, from this perspective, it does not look like surgical procedures have much to offer for non-traumatic rotator cuff tear. There are 460,000 of these surgeries done in the United States every year. The CMS cost for those is around $6,000 per operation. And these have been rising in number. From 1996 to about 2011, there was a 600% increase in the number of arthroscopies of the shoulder done in the United States. But it's just not the United States issue. It's seen other way. Other places, like in Finland, over about a 10-year time span, there was about a 200% increase in the use of surgery for the rotator cuff tears. Now, let me explain the surgery a little bit. There are lots of different types. There's acromioplasty, which is just kind of scraping on the acromion part of one of the bones that hold the shoulder together. There's decompression. That means that you can create space under a torn ligament. There's actually sewing up and repairing of the ligaments. That's why I like this study for this gentleman, is because it looked at the main types of surgeries that are done. And again, they did not find a benefit over physical therapy. So I hope this information is helpful for you should you face the decision to consider surgery. It is a common recommendation by the orthopedic teams and physicians, but the data are very difficult to tell that there's a lot of benefit, and there clearly are some harms that you have to take into account. Well, thanks and have a great day. This is Bob McNutt signing off.